You're listening to The Food Fix, a podcast where we talk with innovators and policymakers on how to better feed the world. I'm your host, Max Johnston. A nonprofit organization in Pittsburgh is trying to feed hungry families and decrease food waste. Reporter Gloria Nzeka has the story.
The United States Environmental Protection Agency estimates that food makes about 21% of the waste stream. More food reaches landfills than any other material. In an effort to respond to these alarming statistics, 412 Food Rescue was created. 412 Food Rescue is an organization in Pittsburgh which works to bridge the disconnect between food waste, hunger, and environmental sustainability. In today's episode, Lee Elizarondo, co-founder and CEO of 412 Food Rescue, speaks to The Food Fix about her motivation in creating this organization and how work is carried out on a daily basis.
I think I've always been interested in technology and food. And, you know, I worked in technology for a long time, working with early stage companies and startups. Also been very interested in food policy. I was a food writer right before this. So this is kind of merging my two interests and, you know, solving a very real problem in the market.
412 Food Rescue responds to the food waste challenge in a specific segment of the food supply chain, the retail segment.
Which is a very difficult challenge in terms of food recovery because traditional means of transport and logistics don't really work to mitigate food waste at that level. Food at each instance in the retail supply chain, in the retail segment of the supply chain, you know, at grocery stores, restaurants, food is typically small, too small for a truck to move. And also food is typically needs to be used up pretty soon. So there's that immediacy. So it needs to be distributed right away to the end user. So if you look at traditional models of logistics, it won't really be very efficient for that kind of food waste.
Taking cues from the new models of transport out there, the likes of Uber, Lyft, and Amazon, the organization created its own model of transportation to ensure that food gets to the right places in the shortest time possible.
We coordinate a network of drivers who use their own resources, that is their own cars, to transport food. So we coordinate a network of volunteers. In Pittsburgh, we have about 2,000 volunteers on the app. About 5,000 people have downloaded it, and they get alerted of food rescues that are available. So when a food donor calls us that they have food, we match it with an appropriate nonprofit, and then that gets pushed out to our app as a rescue. And one of our drivers will take, you know, the rescue that's convenient for them, and that's how we typically move food.
In addition to this model, 412 Food Rescue implemented a new distribution network that doesn't depend on traditional food pantries.
So we work with housing authorities so that we can get into buildings. We work with schools. We work with libraries so we can distribute food directly to people where they already go. So we kind of change both the transport and distribution network to be able to move the surplus food.
Can individuals who have a surplus of food in their homes participate in this network?
We don't work with individuals. We only work with food retailers and nonprofits. We don't have a peer-to-peer network where, you know, you or I can take surplus from our homes and give it to someone in need. So that's probably something we'll try to do in the future, but right now we're focused on retail.
The organization is serious about cutting food waste. Besides the food sharing app, another way through which food waste is reduced is a program called Ugly VFA. What is VFA?
VFA is community supported agriculture. And typically, you know, how that works is that individuals buy farm shares, basically. You invest in a farm at the beginning of the season, and during harvest season, you get a delivery every week of a box of produce, which, you know, is what was harvested that week at the farm.
Ugly VFA, on the other hand, is different in the sense that
it is focused on fruits and vegetables that the farmer would not have been able to sell otherwise because it doesn't meet cosmetic standards. So, you know, the ugly fruit and vegetables, kind of the misshapen carrot or the misshapen potato, that won't necessarily make it to our grocery stores. And so we create that market as well. And with that, we allow the farmers to realize income from something that they have put resources into that would have otherwise gone to waste.
The numbers in 412 Food Rescue's name represents Pittsburgh's area code, where this project started. In the future, Leah sees this project expanding beyond Pittsburgh.
So we're looking to expand nationally next year, and we have targeted a few cities that we want to do it in. It really depends on the infrastructure that already exists in that city. We know that there's many food recovery organizations that exist that will only expand their impact if they had the technology that we do so that they can scale. So we look forward to sharing the technology with existing food rescue organizations, but also helping to create new food rescue organizations in cities where there's none.
For Food Fix, I'm Gloria Nzeka.
What do you think about 412 Food Rescue? Is this an effective way to decrease food waste and food insecurity? Email us with any questions or comments at foodfixpodcast@gmail.com or leave them in the comments below this post. The Food Fix is supported by the Global Center for Food Systems Innovation and Michigan State University, a development lab funded by USAID. I've been your host, Max Johnston. Thanks for listening.